Hello everybody and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to introduce you to Leanne Bennett, a beautiful lady who I met many years ago. And I'm not going to say anything other than she is delightful. She's got an enthusiastic nature about her. She actually rubs off on you in the positivity that she has within her and that she displays in her life. But just listen to her story and see what God might speak to you about in your life with your story. So I'll hand it over right now to Leanne.
So I grew up in a small country town on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, about 5 hours north of Sydney. And I grew up in a normal family, mum, dad, brother, but a family of non-believers, and I didn't know the difference. I grew up in that situation, so that was normal to me until later on in life. At 16 years old, I left Taree and I moved to the Big Smoke. I moved to Sydney to pursue a career in hospitality management. And to be honest, I did that because I didn't want to go on to year 11 and 12. I didn't have the confidence in myself to think that I could actually do that into senior years of school. So in this college though, it was a Catholic college and I boarded. I got an opportunity to travel over to Rome and to Spain and to Europe while I was studying there. And it was there when I now look back and I can recognize that I had the promptings of the Holy Spirit and God speaking to me in my life. There was one time when we were in a small little chapel in the north of Spain, and I actually felt like God said to me, "I want you to become a Catholic." And I didn't hear an audible voice. I just had this sense, and it really moved me at the time. And I remember now, this is a pivotal time in my life when that happened. Came back to Sydney, started that process. And what was interesting though, a lot of people who are converts, or you hear of people who are converts, think, "Oh, well, if I, you know, give my life to the Lord, then everything is fixed." Well, very soon after that, I actually got diagnosed with cancer. I had melanoma. And at 17, I had to go through surgery and 3 weeks in hospital. And it was a tough time to be in that situation. But God was faithful. Fast forward a couple of years, met a boy, get married at 21. Again, though, this guy that I married, not a believer. I thought I could change him. Went on to have 3 children within 5 years and then a fourth child. Between baby number 1 and 2, I actually started a business so that I could support my family and be there around the kids. And I had that business for 22 years. During that time, my purpose developed. What I felt like my purpose on the planet here was to inspire and empower people to take charge of their lives and live out their best life. And I did that through training women to start their own business and pour into them to do that. However, life wasn't perfect. 19 years into my marriage, it ended. And you know what? Life happens sometimes. These things out of our control, sometimes things happen to us. And I was devastated. And I was at a point in my life where it was a pivotal point. There was a time of transition and a time of change that I needed to go into. But I was devastated. Recently, I was reflecting on this and then also reflecting on the life and times of Jesus and the disciples and how devastated they must have been when they lost their Saviour, the person who has come to restore everything to themselves, and that they would have just been completely and utterly lost. And we know this from the scriptures, that they were beside themselves. They didn't know what they were doing. And although we can't really know exactly what that felt like, through our own times and our own experiences in life, we can relate to that helplessness and loss in our life sometimes. So over my life, I've experienced a lot of change, a lot of times of transition. Obviously, marriage breakdown is huge. In those 22 years of in my business, they weren't all rosy either. You know, growing a family, being a single mum, raising the kids the best of my ability, being a working mum, being a working single mum, trying to juggle everything that we have to do in our daily lives wasn't easy. Apart from the fact that I was responsible for not only myself and my family and feeding my family, but also my staff and having that pressure. So there was good times in the business and there were not so good times in the business. And there were certainly times of transition and times of change that we had to navigate in those 22 years of business. Obviously though, the biggest transition and the biggest time of change that we all dealt with was in March 2020. We all know what happened then, right? The world closed down. And in Sydney, it was very dramatic. We're in the beauty industry. So we were one of the first businesses to actually close, and we were told, that's it, you're just closing. And there was no future in sight. So I was disillusioned, I was worried. There was all these feelings of I'm lost, the same as the disciples. And it's really in those times of crisis when you have a choice, right? And I felt at that time that the Lord was really inviting me in to an intimate journey with Him during those times. It was scary. There was, like I said, I didn't have to just worry about myself and my own family. I had a mortgage. I had staff. And we had our students. And just overnight, we were told we had to close. On the 25th of March, 2020, that was it, we're closed. No idea of what was happening in the future. And I'm sure everybody has got a similar story to this. But as I said, the Lord really invited me into this time of personal relationship with Him and a journey with Him. And while we were closed, oh man, I was praying so hard. I don't think I've ever prayed so much in my life. But it's amazing, isn't it, how God turns things out of the bad, turns into good. And really, now I look back on those times, I'm so grateful and so thankful for God for taking me through that journey and where I am now. At that time, there was a scripture that was really, really dear to me. And that is Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not to harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back from the places in which I sent you into exile." So that's Jeremiah 29:11-14. Man, I just grabbed onto this scripture. This was my every morning prayer. I just jumped into the promises of what was in this scripture. And today, this is still very much a scripture on my heart. What really struck out at me while I meditated on this scripture and what the Lord was saying and the promises that he was giving all of us in this scripture is that if we seek Him, he will hear us if we seek Him. And so I went on this journey of seeking and really listening and really just looking for answers, but really just committing and putting all my hope in that scripture. Another one is Matthew 7:7, that was really powerful for me. "Ask and you will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks the door will be opened." So again, it was this promise of all I have to do in these times where I was just on my knees was if I pray, if I seek Him, if I seek His face, if I seek, He will listen, He will hear me and He will answer me. And I'm sure everybody can relate to these times in your lives. So hearing from God was like one of those things that was new to me a number of years ago. Not really knowing about, you know, how to pray, coming from a background of being around unbelievers. So I heard a talk by Bruce Downs, Rosemary's husband, about how you hear from God. And this really impacted me because I thought, man, okay, I want to hear from God. How am I going to do that? And he talked about going into scripture and reading scripture. You can hear God in the scripture. The still small voice, stopping and listening to the still small voice. The traditions of the church and wise counsel. So people around you that are people of faith that you trust to pour into you. And finally, the circumstances of your life. So, and I love this concept because this was something tangible. I'm like, okay, I can do that. I can read scripture and I can hear from God. So that's what I did. I just went, you know what, Lord, I need to hear from you. I need answers. This is what I did. Now, I love journaling. And now I'm not, I'll be honest, I'll be transparent. I'm not the most consistent journaler. But I tell you what, when I was in need, every day I was journaling. And, you know, it's nothing special. It's a book. But what is special to me is the printouts of my scriptures during this time. So Jeremiah 29:11 for me was, I'd say for a whole year, this scripture that I just hung on to, the promises of God in here. So as I said, my business was tough during the COVID times. And last year, I actually had to make a really, really tough decision. I made the decision, it took me 6 months to make this decision, to actually close the business. And again, just from listening, going deep in there. But it was amazing, you know, when I made that decision, the amazing peace that came over me was indescribable. I had this level of peace that I've never experienced before. And what's happened since is opportunity and the favor of God has come on my life. Opportunities, doors have opened to opportunity. Life's not perfect. I'm not saying I'm perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And life's not perfect. Problems are still happening, right? Challenges still happen. But it's amazing when I look back, especially on those last 3 years of when I was leaning in and really listening and really seeking the Lord for answers, how it came through, it came to fruition. So today I'm actually walking in my purpose even more than I thought I was with my business, being able to inspire and empower people on a daily basis. And really just seeking after the Lord and what he has for next in my life. One of the things that's really impacted me through this process and this journey of really seeking after God and listening to him is knowing that as we live in as resurrected people with the Holy Spirit within us, that we can really tune in and speak to the Lord and he answers. He answers us. And we can hear him in those times. So I hope that this little story about my life so far has encouraged you and inspired you and you've taken something from it. Let's pray. I thank you so much, Jesus, for the sacrifice and your gift of the Holy Spirit in our life. I pray that we never forget the invitation to step into intimate relationship with you and know that if we seek you, that you will answer and that your scripture actually promises that if we seek you, we will find you and you will bring us out of any obstacle, any captivity that we may be in. In Jesus' name, amen.